Good day, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Sports Planet Podcast, your premium sports podcast where we talk about everything from the very serious to the not too serious, from the rib cracking to the thought provoking. My name is Kayode Ogundare, and back on the beat is Mumini Alao.
Thank you very much, Kayode. My pleasure to be back on the beat, as you have said. And I think what we're talking about today is a bit on the serious side.
I hope so. Last week, while you were away, NFF President Amadou Pinnick easily won the FIFA Council seat he was aspiring for in faraway Rabat, Morocco. Now, how does this position help Nigerian football?
I laugh because I think we discussed this matter even before the election.
Yes.
And you were very concerned about how, if he won, what benefits for Nigerian football.
For Nigerian football, not for
And me. I see that, again, that's your first question.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Kayode, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Wow.
Because I said then, and I'm repeating now,
okay,
that these seats, all right, the first beneficiaries to these seats, whether at CAF or FIFA level, all right, are the organizations themselves.
Okay.
Now, let's be specific about the FIFA Council. Okay. The biggest beneficiary for the FIFA Council, now that Amadou Pinnick is a member, will be FIFA.
Okay.
All right, because they will be at the receiving end, they will be receiving benefits of his experience, okay, in football management, his opinion, whatever quality suggestion he has, you know, for the development of global football, whatever agenda that FIFA has, whatever quality contribution, whatever contact he's able to make things happen, all right, in terms of achieving FIFA's global agenda. That will be the primary beneficiary, FIFA. Secondary beneficiary will be Amadou Pinnick himself, because now he's one of just 37 people in the whole world of 7 billion people, all right, that are running
football,
the biggest sports in the planet, all right? So that's a huge status for the young man. And I want to congratulate him, you know, massively for that. Now, maybe Nigeria will now be one of the third category beneficiaries, if at all.
Like an afterthought.
If at all anything happens and we need somebody's, you know, intervention at that level, who could say, okay, you know what? Because of my position as a member of the FIFA Council, let me talk to the Nigeria FA to resolve this problem quickly before FIFA intervenes. Maybe with a suspension or a ban or whatever. Okay? Infantino, the president, could take Pinnick at the FIFA Council meeting.
Go and talk to your
people. To your people before we bring the hammer on them. And that will be the much you can do. He will not be able to stop the hammer unless Nigeria does what Nigeria, you know, has to do. Okay? So these positions are primarily for the benefit of those who have appointed them, or either FIFA or CAF. Secondly, for the benefit of the person that has been appointed,
okay,
because now his personal CV has been boosted tremendously,
yes,
and then subsequently maybe the country that is coming from. And now talking about the country that is coming from, we also have some indirect benefits.
Okay.
One of them is national pride. You see, you can't buy national pride with cash. You can't buy national public relations, you can't buy national public relations, as I put it, image. You can't buy it with funds, all right? If you have somebody in the FIFA Council and they are listing the members, they will say Amadou Pinnick of Nigeria. You remember, even our footballers, they will say Okocha from Nigeria, the Nigerian international, okay, Nwankwo Kanu. And now, currently, we talk about Iheanacho and the rest of them. It's not as if Iheanacho, the salary is collecting at Leicester. It's not as if he's bringing it to Nigeria
to share with us.
The money goes into his pocket, okay?
Definitely.
He only brings the benefits of his exposure to the Super Eagles, okay? Now, you cannot buy these credits in the market. And I'm happy that at least Nigerian sport is also contributing to this, to building this image of the country that we're talking about. Just in the last week, or in the last couple of weeks, we saw Okonjo Iweala,
yes,
okay, projecting the Nigerian image by becoming the Director General of the World Trade Organization. Okay, that's a lot of pride to Nigeria. And just over the weekend, Burna Boy and Wizkid from the entertainment industry,
they won the Grammys.
Okay, this award are for those individuals, but because they are Nigerians, Nigeria, it will also rub off Nigeria as a nation. So I'm happy that sport is not lagging behind, all right? And PNIC has also flown the Nigerian flag very high by becoming a member of the FIFA Council. So Kayode, I hope that answers your question.
Because
you keep insisting, what does Nigeria stand to
benefit? I hope so.
But if you know, if Nigeria, if you want to go and be breaking football rules because you have a member in FIFA Council, you're on your own. No.
Okay. Now, let's look at the man PNIC himself. 4 years ago, he went out on a limb to support Ahmad Ahmad against Issa Hayatou to become the CAF president.
All right.
This time around, he supported Motsepe from South Africa, and the man is now CAF president. Yeah. Is PNIC a serial winner or just a lucky gambler?
PNIC is a very calculative politician.
I was expecting to hear
that. Yes, that's what he tells you. All right. He's always back in the winning horse. Okay, and that says a lot for the young man. Okay, I mean, he was one of the leaders who campaigned for Ahmad Ahmad.
Yes.
And Ahmad won by a landslide.
Yes.
It was a shock win.
Because it was.
Everybody thought Hayatou was so entrenched.
And will retain his seat.
But PNIC went around and said, look, we are going to take him out. And they took him out.
They took him out.
Okay. And this time again, even before the election, he was already doing the calculation and said, look, Motsepe was going to win. You know? And Motsepe is there. So give it to the young man. Okay, so he knows where the dice will roll, and he's already positioning himself, you know, properly. So I say congratulations to him once again. You know, he just knows that he knows his game very well, and he plays his cards very well.
Well, like you said, congratulations to him. And while we are still on this topic, let's talk about the selection of the CAF president now, Patrice Motsepe. I call it the selection because there was no election. For you, what are the three things, the three low-hanging fruits that you think the CAF president should focus on in the immediate future that should benefit African football?
Talking about low-hanging fruits, because he is coming from the business sector, okay?
Exactly.
He's a billionaire. He has made a lot of money. I think he will be. I should expect that he will be able to bring in a lot of sponsorship for African football. All right. Africa has never lacked talents. What we have been lacking is organization and funding.
Exactly.
All right. And I believe that if he brings in the funding, and he has demonstrated that he can organize, because he is the owner of Sundowns.
Yes.
Okay. Mamelodi Sundowns in South Africa.
Yes.
And he managed that club for them to become African champions in 2016.
Yes.
Okay. So he already demonstrated that he's capable of doing that. So I want him to use his clout to also now bring in cash. And I think we're not going to be having any problem with management of those funds, because we're talking about a billionaire.
Exactly.
He's going to be bringing his own money and using his own influence to bring more money. Unlike what happened under Ahmad, who was accused of playing around with CAF funds. It's not likely to happen with under Motsepe. And that's a big one, you know, because funding has always been a big issue in African football. So talking about low-hanging fruits, I think he should use his contacts in the business world, all right, to attract sponsorship, you know, for all CAF competitions, all right, especially the female competitions. You know, they are always struggling for sponsorship, all right, and then the youth competitions as well. So that would be my expectation in terms of short term for Motsepe.
Thank you very much. We've come to the end of today's episode. But never mind, you can listen to previous episodes of this program when you go to nigersuperfans.com/category/podcast. See you again next time. Thank you and God bless.